This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking forward to the Senate taking action on their bill. We're enthused and excited that they're on the floor right now working on tax reform. And once they do, as the majority indicated yesterday, we will move to go to conference committee as soon as possible.
All right, so that was Paul Ryan, and we're talking about taxes, taxes, taxes. What a way to kick off this hour of ATN. When I say taxes, 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 we're talking about this crazy tax bill, and I say crazy because it's like a wicked battle of tug of war that now has taken over the spotlight when there's so much else going on. And this is important, granted, and it affects all of us. But the tax bill is now being viewed as something that's losing $1 trillion after the growth period. So what does that mean, right? There's some confusion over that. The Senate bill is headed for this marathon debate this week, and perhaps we'll wait and see what happens, because really that they were hoping that by Friday there would be enough backers, it would go through, then there would be the rectifying of the bill between the House and the Senate. But who knows? Most of the discussion really gets stuck in the mud around this $350 billion tax increase trigger, which is short of the $1 trillion revenue loss that they've been projecting. So there are some, like Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, James Lankford from Oklahoma, Jeff Flake from Arizona, who are not happy about it. They're voicing a lot of concerns about tax cuts adding to the deficit, and they support adding a revenue trigger to the bill that would provide for an automatic tax increase if revenue targets aren't hit. And then there's debates over that. You know, this magical growth, tax cuts pay for themselves, is what Senator Wyden, the top Dem on the tax writing Senate Finance Committee, is saying. He's saying it's the total opposite of what Republicans have said. So there's confusion, there's magical thinking, there's ridiculous thinking, and there's nothing happen. I mean, 20 hours of tax debate, how long does this stretch into? Yo-yo? I mean, Thursday morning, they hadn't decided whether what they were going to do on Friday. We're here now on the precipice of that. It's such a mixed bag. And you've had pledges from some that were not going to vote yes to say they are going to vote yes. So good luck with all of that. There's enough confusion going around. By the way, did you like what we came in with? Can we hear that little ditty again? I know one of the guys that's part of this group. You know him, too. All of you know him, listening to this show. You know who it is? It would be my friend Andy, the technical maestro of America tonight. This is his group that he's a part of called Me, 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 and I just found out. If you want to hear more of Me, 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 you can go to Spotify and get the music there, because how cool is that? Congratulations, Andy. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, scoring the Spotify. I do really like the group. I really do. Would I have known about the group if I didn't know Andy? I don't know. But I think they have amazing potential, and who knows where it will go. 2018 could be a very big year. Maybe not for this tax bill that's stalling on the deficit-focused trigger part, but it could be for me, me, me. By the way, coming up, we have some great things for you this hour, including our cheap movie review, which is coming up around the bend. Plus, Hollywood loses a legend, one that you may know his voice and his character. If you don't know who it is, you'll know once you hear that. And then also a quick conversation here as we turn in a different direction, and I think look at what's really on people's minds is all this hellacious nonsense that's going on with so many that are falling because of the sexual harassment deal and the Matt Lauer situation. So for Bill O'Reilly and Charlie Rose and others, it's like Matt Lauer has taken the spotlight off of them because he is deep into this and is in that part of it where he doesn't know what's going to happen next, except for he's definitely out of today. His lawyers are trying to get $30 million to sort of as the payout. Will they pay him $30 million? I mean, you know, who knows? Some of the stories, absolutely just sickening and ridiculous. And let me throw in the word allegedly. These are the things that happened. It's not a stretch, I don't think, based on what I've heard from a few people. But then you ask yourself the question of nobody knew what was happening. He's got this basement office. He has a lock on the inside. I don't know. There's some things that are just a little crazy about that situation. And I guarantee the fire has been turned up on those in power at NBC as to what, you know, what happened. Didn't anyone really know or, you know, whatever. And then there's this story of the illegal immigrant found not guilty in the Kate Cimilli killing, which was so sad. The jury found that, that the man who was accused of shooting her, who had been deported 5 times and was wanted for a 6th deportation when Kate Stanley was fatally shot in the back while walking with her father on the pier. They're saying it was an accident. You know, the jury found him not guilty of murder. It happened in the middle of the presidential campaign in July of 2015, and it became a hot debate over the immigration policies, and it was spotlighted as San Francisco's sanctuary city policy, which limits local officials from cooperating with U.S. immigration authorities. Oh, boy. Defense attorneys argued that Garcia Zarate was a hapless, homeless man who killed Kate Stanley in a freak accident. Prosecutors say he meant to shoot and kill her. So that's what this whole case hinged on. He was found guilty of being a felon in possession of a firearm, but that's it. Not the bigger charge. And there was so much outrage over this, and it was a horrible, sad, awful, it's just a sick story. I mean, what happened was the bullet ricocheted on the concrete walkway and then fatally hit her in the back. But he told jurors he had no motivation to kill her, and as awful as her death was, nothing you do is going to fix that, was one of the repeated lines. And remember, this also led to Trump signing that executive order to withhold money from sanctuary cities, too. Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to a brilliant man who has such a cool story that involves Africa, the oil business, and being a kid with a dream who really got to live it out. That's next on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
About. Like you said, you broke the law by making an illegal U-turn, and I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry in the United States of America, arrest you.
Hooray!
All right, some breaking news. So we're going to go to movies and talk a little Hollywood first, and then our pal Hans will join us, and we'll talk about his adventures in Africa. But Jim Nabors, dead at the age of 87, rather, a comedic actor, really. He was found his fame, I think, in the role of the bumpkin Gomer Pyle in two hit television shows in the 60s he was part of, for sure. And he died at his home in Honolulu. Again, he was 87 years old, and he had a liver transplant in the 90s, and but you think about that, his health has been declining, and his immune system, I guess, was affected by that. But he was a well-liked actor by all accounts, by the people that worked with Jim Nabors. So dead at the age of 87. We turn to movies and our cheap movie review. Perhaps you're going to go check out a movie, and maybe it's going to be Gangsterland. Here's a little snippet.
Just thinking about who I used to be. Just a kid wanting a box. I can't help but wonder if the Genesis would have left my family alone.
Wait. Sorry, kid, somebody popped your old man.
My hands are kind of tied.
I want them out. Give me the names of the men who killed my stepfather. It is my business, and I fought for every inch I own in this city.
This is my city you're in, and there are dead bodies on my streets. scum. There's one or two things going to happen. You're going to be in prison. You're going to end up like an old man. I'm offering you $50,000 to kill Capone.
So Al Capone recruits Machine Gun Jack McGurn to help protect his criminal empire in the 20s. Basically, this is brutal gang war, nasty, violent crime film drama, ooh, and a lot of it. So if you're into the whole gangster thing, you might be into this. Some pretty well-known actors are in it, including Peter Facinelli, Jamie Lynn Sigler, if you remember her from The Sopranos, Sean Ferris, Jason Patrick. Well, you get the drift. Again, you'd have to be into the whole, I think, gangster kind of thing. You may find an audience probably, I think, better for streaming. All right, so we move on to the next one. This is a little wacky. It's called Another Wolf Cop.
In 2014, Wolf Cop was unleashed upon the world.
Go see Wolf Cop!
And fans howled for more. They wanted more action. More blood. More liquor. More guns. And more donuts. For another Wolf Cop. Brought to you by Liquor Donuts.
Now this is worth leaving my Zumba class early for.
Wow. Horror comedy, 1 hour, 22 minutes of it. I don't think I could stomach it. I don't know about you. An alcoholic cop experiences blackouts, starts turning into a werewolf when the full moon comes out. I mean, obviously, it's like just a play on a whole bunch of things. But you know what? It found a little bit of an audience, so that's the whole thing. And they did it again. It's a cult film. It's a cult horror film. I think it will have a tough time at the box office, but definitely streaming and definitely with the cult fans and those who love it in the first place, they will go, my friends. But I have a feeling that most of y'all that are listening to me are not going to make it to the theaters to see it. So we move on to our last one, number three, behind the screen. It's called Coco.
Every year, grandkids, cousins, pretty much everyone gets together, even great grandma Coco.
And the winner is Grandma Coco.
I tell her pretty much everything.
I used to run like this, but now I run like this, which is way faster.
Life sounds like yeah. Eat your food. Here, have some more.
No, gracias.
I mean, see?
That's what I thought you said.
Dia de los Muertos has begun.
It's the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us.
I thought it might have been one of those made-up things. I was just...
Tonight is about family.
I am not like the rest of my family.
There's something that makes me different.
Great-great-grandfather, I want to be a musician just like you.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry. Welcome to the land of your ancestors.
Miguel?
We're your family.
You're skeletons.
You're alive.
You've got to get home before sunrise or you'll be stuck here forever.
Security.
Hey, come on.
It's showtime.
Boy, are meant to be a musician.
I must follow my heart.
I am trying to save your life.
I see it.
Miguel, something's matter more than music.
It's just Bunty.
Never name a street dog. They'll follow you forever. Now, go get my shoe.
All right, Coco, it's, you know, animated, and it has a good message. They say that Coco is an American 3D computer animated musical fantasy film. It's a Pixar production. Pixar always nails it. So kids, grandkids, or you just like this kind of deal, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 97%. So if it's that high, it's fine in an audience box office. Almost at 90 million. You'll recognize some of the familiar voices. Benjamin Bratt, Edward Olmos, Gael García Bernal, to name a few of them. But it's more about the story. So it's the story of a 12-year-old boy named Miguel. And you heard a little bit of that, you know, what kind of happens there. So it's got some box office mojo. It's 1 hour and 49 minutes. Perfect time for kids because they get restless at a certain point. And it's, again, scoring already. So you can imagine this would be a good weekend to go and see it. It's the holidays. It's going to continue through the holidays. So it's probably going to be the big smash animated thing. Of course, our Star Wars is coming out, and there's some other really big films that are getting set to drop, including The Greatest Show on Earth. I want to go see that, which is about Barnum and Bailey, you know, the whole circus thing, P.T. Barnum, and I think that will be fascinating. But this is usually when some of the better movies come out, now and right before summer, you know, right around May and June when kids get out of school. All right, we're going to Africa next with my pal Hans. You don't want to miss this conversation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Joined here on the show by Hans van den Houten. He's written a great book called One Year in Africa, and I find it fascinating. After looking at this book, I really want to go to Africa, and he really takes you very, very deep. Hans, thanks so much for coming on.
Sure. Pleasure.
Let's talk about your adventure in Africa. For people hearing this for the first time and you pulling this book together, first let's rewind this for a second. What made you want to write the book?
Well, I understand you read the book.
Yeah.
This is quite a while ago. It was in 1964-65. It was my first job with Shell, the Royal Dutch Shell, and I was sent to Africa, which I did not anticipate it to go there, but since I spoke French, they found that I should go to the Congo, which was a French-speaking area. And as you read in the book, there was a lot of things happened, and the story just stuck with me, and many times I told people various parts of my experiences. And finally, in early 1990, I was working in New York City, opposite the business library of the New York Library, and said, well, let me do some more research, because there were a lot of questions in my mind as to what really happened during the time I was there, because we had very little information, you know, while we were in the Congo. So I just did some research and became interested also in the history of the Congo, which went back to the late 1800s and the time that King Albert was the owner of the Congo. It was his private domain. So I read all that, and also I started reading articles that had been published in the New York Times, which you can all research there in the business library, about the time that I was there. And it supplemented the things that had happened while I was living in that country. So, you know, I said, well, why not write it down? It's maybe an interesting story for my kids, so they don't have to listen to my blabbermouthing anymore about my times in the Congo, so they can read it. And that's how it started. I started writing some parts, and then finally I retired also and decided to finish the book. And that's what happened. Then I got in touch with, at the time, was Otterhouse, although I switched to another publisher, to Litfire Publishing. And I put the book out there, and somebody edited it, a good friend of mine first, and then the professional editors from Otterhouse put their hands to the book as well, just to make sure that the grammar was right, and some other suggestions. And we brought out the book, and that's what really happened. It was published in 2006.
Yeah, and in, I love what you said about your kids so that you wouldn't, you know, go on and on that they could read it. And I can only imagine when they were reading that you were so young in your 20s and how dangerous it was. Did it feel dangerous to you and your friends at Shell while you were in the middle of what was political turmoil, really?
Well, there's a big difference when you look at danger when you get older and when you look at danger when you're young. When you're young, it's like an extension of your period as a Boy Scout or as a young Army officer, as I was. And you have a different perspective. And also, you weren't 100% sure how dangerous it was until we got exposed to curfew. There were exercises to evacuate, etc. But at the same token, you don't really felt that it was all that dangerous. Then when I was transferred to Burundi, where I was regional manager for 5 months, replacing a colleague of mine who was on home leave, I was even more exposed to danger that was there. But again, it was something you took in stride, and you said, well, you know, it's there, but, you know, you have to cope with it. I had also a job to do. So some of it just passed by, and after it happened, some of the things, like when I was arrested for a brief period, and you say, well, that's part of the way the business is conducted here, and let's get on with it and do things. And so, yes, there was danger, but was one really aware of it? Not really. So amongst colleagues and friends that you made in that period, you started really doing things that would put away the thoughts of rebellion that was going on and the possibilities of all kinds of things like what happened in Stanleyville.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Just did the adventures and did social life and parties, and you talk about that. And I guess that took you in other directions because you said that you had a job to do, so you had business challenges and you had business you had to deal with, but you were also living an everyday life, right?
Life went on, and you had to make sure that you got your food on time, and that was a challenge because if you weren't in that shop at 9 o'clock in the morning, which of course I couldn't do as a bachelor, I had to solicit the support of some of the wives or friends of my colleagues to do my shopping because, as I said, if you weren't there at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, the shop would be empty.
Wow.
If there was anything anyway to get. I mean, a lot of things were not available, and on the other hand, we had all these luxury goods that we could get from Europe at special rates and all that because of the currency differential, and that was easier to get. Like, it was easier to get a bottle of whiskey than getting a roll of toilet paper.
Wow, that really puts that in perspective. If you were to take us back to a great memory, what was one of your best memories you took away from that?
I think the challenge that I got, particularly with my colleague, when we had to supply Rwanda that was threatened to be put dry on gasoline, and when we had to make a quick decision to make a side trip to Uganda, which actually by the Shell rules was not permitted unless we had, you know, authorization from our head office in Leopoldville, which was in the Congo, because we were part of that organization. And the Shell rules were very clear. You cannot go to another country without the authorization and do things. And we decided, because of the quality of the communication we had with head office, which was virtually zero, that, you know, let's make the decision and face the consequences later. Because if we don't make the decision now, we will not have enough supplies in the country, which is also more in detail described in my book. So we made that rush decision, and ultimately it proved to be a very good one. We made a lot of sales because we had the product when the borders were closed. And I think this was one of the many things that I learned, that the rules are very nice to have, but if you cannot live by the rules because of circumstances, then you are forced to make decisions. And, you know, you face the consequences later, which in my case was that I was congratulated because we made the decisions. Yeah, it could have gone the other way, but, you know, such is life.
How about your colleagues? Did you feel like in this situation, having a team of people or having what I would call teammates was important?
Yeah, I think he was slightly older than I was. He was responsible for the eastern part of the Congo, which in itself was a big challenge because that was divided in two areas. One was the government area and the other one was being trampled over by the Simbas, which were the rebels fighting against the government. And he had to supply both ends of it. So he and I were both bachelors also, so we didn't have to worry about family and kids and all that stuff. So we could, you know, just look each other in the face and said, okay, we do it. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
And we sent messages with, as I wrote in the book as well, with our driver who was Congolese and couldn't come along with me because of the fact that he was Congolese and was not very much appreciated by the Ugandans at the time. So he took messages back that were sent off in Kigali by the American embassy, who we had, you know, good relations with, and they sent the messages on to the people where we wanted it to go. It was telexes. So that was the only way that my head office knew that what we were doing.
So, wow.
But we were already on the way and very much facing the same way, because my colleague in the Eastern Congo completely depended on me for supplies, because the border between Uganda and the Congo was closed already. So we shipped the gasoline to Rwanda, and then I onwarded the gasoline to him in the Eastern Congo. So we both had the same, if not, he had maybe even more reason for me than I had in getting the product there.
Wow. No kidding. We have less than a minute left, Hans. What do you hope people take away from reading the book 1 Year in Africa?
Well, it's an adventure. It also shows the tremendous problems in that country, which are still persisting today. And I think it also shows that, you know, people who are in the commercial side of things still have to do business, meanwhile when the country is falling apart in a civil war, that you find ways to live with those problems. And I don't even want to compare it to what has happened recently in Syria and in Iraq. But, you know, there are similarities in way how you live there. And fortunately, we didn't get the total destruction in the Leopoldville area or in Burundi.
Mm.
But it's still, it's an exposure that that not everyone just experiences. And I think anyone reading the book, I think we'll get a feel for what it is like to be an expat in such a turmoil area.
Yeah. Wow, just a terrific book, 1 Year in Africa. Hans van den Houten, thank you so much. Pick it up wherever great books are sold. You can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Hans.
Okay, you're welcome.
Something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can. Because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Nice. A little me combined with a mailbag, and off we go for the last segment for this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and thank you once again. I am just grateful for this audience. The amount of mail that rolls in is incredible on this show. So let's jump to it. This one comes to us from Scott, who says he's listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, so disappointed in you, my dear. I heard through little birdie that you were in the great state of Florida and you were here for a few days and you did not hold any kind of a public event so many of us who are your fans in Sarasota could come out and say hello. Well, you know, here's the thing. It was Thanksgiving. And so I was with my family. Right, Andy, you can relate to that. What am I going to say to my brother and my sister-in-law? Hey, I got to go hang. I got to go hang with the radio crew. As much as I would love to meet the people, I don't get to see my family like twice a year if I'm lucky. But would you mind doing that? You know, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to go to work.
Sorry, I got to go to work. Yeah, exactly. Next time. You know, here's the deal. What I'll do is a sponsored event. So I'll find a sponsor, we'll come down, and we'll just do a live show. We'll just do it live from there. How great would that be? We'll make that happen this year because I appreciate all the support in Sarasota. So let's move to this one. This one is from Richard, who says, Kate, I know you're a big fan of the business world, and you always are on cue when it comes to what's going on with the market. How about the Dow above 24,000 for the first time? What do you make of that? Well, what do I make of it is, remember, it's all about, we're at the craps table. It's all about good news, bad news, what's happening. The conversation about the tax bill, worries about North Korea, all kinds of stuff. So this is really interesting. The 24,000 is huge. The Dow's average latest 1,000-point milestone actually was just pushed up, though, by a couple of blue chippers, a couple of big stocks. So 3M, think of the Post-it notes and Scotch tape. Boom, 15% of the Dow's point gain. That's what they're attributing part of that to. and then other big performers like Home Depot, Apple, Boeing, United Health Group. So, you know, when there's economic forecasts and you exceed those forecasts, earnings reports are released, that kind of stuff, that's when you see the market go arrows up a lot of times, too. People forget that, right? I mean, it's been a really strong year for optimism, and that's, I think, fueled part of that, without a doubt. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Trip. Kate, I've been listening to the show for about a year or so. Really diggity dig you. I've heard you use that expression before, so I'm throwing it back at you. Here's the deal. When you look at traveling, and I know you travel a lot, do you feel safer or do you feel less safe because of the way the TSA handles screening people? Wow, that is a loaded question. Here's the deal. I think if somebody wants to get something through and they're clever enough, they're going to do it. They're going to find out a way. I don't ever believe there's 100% net. You know that. We've had these conversations with Jeff Atticott in the past and so many other extreme terror experts. And it's an impossible feat, first of all. So the answer to that question is no, I don't feel any safer. I don't. I see what happens at the gates. And sometimes it's ridiculous, but it is what it is. And so unless you're going to pay big bucks and do like what they do in Israel, which is a much smaller situation, but how they really doesn't matter. If something's not right, you may be waiting. That's just how it is, right? That's not happening. Everybody's in a hustle bustle, pulling people through. And it's funny because I just went to three different airports. So that's a good question for me. I was in, so DFW, which is a huge airport, which would be the home airport for our Plush Studios where we broadcast from in Dallas. I went to Tampa, and Tampa's usually pretty easy, and it was easy. They're pretty friendly. You go through. It was easy peasy, not a big hassle. They're not sarcastic. You know, take off your shoes, fine. People forget, whatever happens, they deal with it. At least in my experience of when I've gone through there. I went through San Antonio, and that was pretty good. And then Houston, which is another big city, and I went through two different airports. One was on two different legs. One was through the Bush airport, and the other was from one called Hobby. So the Hobby airport was a piece of cake. The Bush one was not. It was just seemed like a hassle. And there was a lot of people, though, so that played into part of it. And it just was more difficult to navigate, I guess. I think the most difficult airports in the U.S., Atlanta, I've had a lot of conversations. I've been through there with people. It's our busiest airport, though. And I think, I had this happen in the beginning of the year. So I traveled, I was thinking all the places I've traveled to New York in the beginning of the year. And and traveling out of LaGuardia to go to Charleston, brutal. Just brutal. Because you're like riding on buses all over the place. It's crazy. And trying to get to the gate because of all the construction that's going on. So the traffic is thick all over the place. It just wasn't great. Then the other part of that was to get to Charleston, then there was like a puddle jumper. So the plane from New York went to Washington, and it was the same thing, this get on this bus and get on a tiny plane to Charleston. And that was brutal. Kind of brutal, too. It was just busy and hectic. And, you know, here's the thing. I always preach this, was when I'm speaking. Ask questions. Why do we not ask questions? And I was just as guilty as anyone else when I was going to those places, like I hadn't gone to Charleston before. And I love Charleston, but maneuvering my way, I was going from. I didn't realize about the whole thing about getting on the bus and everything else. And, of course, I had too much nonsense with me, and it was a hassle. But it was a hassle for everyone around me, too. I could tell. It was just like, whoa, this is brutal. So, and the answer to the question is, no, I don't feel sick. That's the answer. No 100%. All right, thanks to all of you who sent me AmericaTonight.net. That's where you throw it in. We got a time for, I think, another one that we can squeeze in here since I was talking about flying. It's interesting. Here's another one. This one is from Hal, who says, Kate, did you see that? I remember you talking about riding on Sprint. Did you see that Sprint must be doing okay because they've got a bunch of other cities that they're rolling out? They have some new routes that they're taking. Yeah, they. I did see that. That was a brand new story, so you must have read the same story I did. They've got something to Jamaica, I think. They're going to Vegas. They have Columbus, Ohio, Richmond, Virginia. They're adding to their map. And a couple of other places, too. They have, they're going to start Chicago, O'Hare, I guess. And so they're going to try to be direct competition a little bit to Southwest. And for BWI, they're routes that they would have to Denver and Montego Bay, and it'd be interesting. It's a whole different ball of wax when you fly Spirit, though, because it, you want to talk about no frills. Oh, it's no frills. Yeah, so Seattle, Baltimore, Detroit, Orlando, all those places. If you want to go there and you have patience and you want to go on what I say on a song, then you can do it. Perfect. I think this is some more me, me, me. Am I right, Andy? No? A little more me, me, me to trail us out here. Thank you so much for playing some of your stuff. How can we find this on Spotify?
Yeah, if, right? you just, if you just go on Spotify and type in Me, Me, Me self-titled, you should be able to find it super easy.
Sweet! Congratulations on that, and congratulations to all of you for sending all those fabulous emails. I'll get to them, I promise, when we dive into next week. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate all your support. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening once again to America Tonight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.